Welcome to the Rural War Room Radio Show.
Here we are in the last day of June 2009, and you know what that means. Almost Christmas time.
No, really.
Get your shopping done
it's
soon.
It's the other one, dude. It's the other one. What do you call it? 4th of July. That's the one.
Yeah, well, they've been starting that Christmas holiday earlier and earlier each year. So, what are you going to do?
So, in case you don't know, this is a Rural War Room Radio, and I'm Donovan Suit.
I'm Byron Werner. This is KABF 88.3 Little Rock, Arkansas. We are overjoyed to be here. We're through the pledge break time, and we're back to our normal routine, because
yeah, right?
It's very much an abnormal routine. He did foreign songs last week, so this is going to be USA songs and artists tonight.
That's true. And, you know, we might play a few songs that are just about the USA, but mainly just all artists from the U.S. We do have a lot of rarities, so you want to stay tuned. And
I'm going to be playing a lot of old stuff, and some of it is downright corny. And I will tell you, it's corny. Oh,
we
brother.
We had the very rare Michael Jackson from the Jackson's Victory Tour from 1984, and it's just one of those records. I'll tell you that story when we get to it, a messed up story. But we have a whole lot of stuff. Please stay tuned. Find us online at ruralwarroom.com. Hey, let's just start off with some Devo.
Sounds good.
A good time at the weenie roast. This is the kind of a party that I like the most.
we will roast those weenies in the fireplace. Get yourself a napkin, get ready to feed your face.
They're delectable.
Right over there is a great big stack of buttered buns to toast.
With a blazing fire and a mustard pot, you can have such fun when you have a lot of weenies to roast.
We're gonna have such a good time at the weenie roast.
The weenie roast.
This is the kind of a party that I like the most.
I like the most. We will roast those weenies in the fireplace. Get yourself a napkin, get ready to feed your face.
Right over there is a great big stack of buttered buns to toast.
With a blazing fire and a mustard pot, you can have such fun when you have a lot of weenies.
Come and get 'em!
To roast!
America. America, I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. America, $2.27, January 17th, 1956. I can't stand my own mind. America, when will we end the human war? I don't feel good. Don't bother me. I won't write my poem until I'm in my right mind. America, when will you be angelic? When will you take off your clothes? When will you look at yourself through the grave? When will you be worthy of your million Trotskyites? America, why are your libraries full of tears? America, when will you send your eggs to India? I'm sick of your insane demands. When can I go into the supermarket and buy what I need with my good looks? America, after all, it is you and I who are perfect, not the next world. Your machinery is too much for me. You made me want to be a saint. There must be some other way to settle this argument. Burroughs is in Tangiers. I don't think he'll come back. It's sinister. Are you being sinister, or is this some form of practical joke? I'm trying to come to the point. I refuse to give up my obsession. America, stop pushing. I know what I'm doing. America, the plum blossoms are falling. I haven't read the newspapers for months. Every day somebody goes on trial for murder. America, I feel sentimental about the Wobblies. America, I used to be a communist when I was a kid. I'm not sorry. I smoke marijuana every chance I get. I sit in my house for days on end and stare at the roses in the closet. Whenever I go to Chinatown, I get drunk and never get laid. My mind is made up. There's going to be trouble. You should have seen me reading Marx. I have mystical visions and cosmic vibrations. America, I still haven't told you what you did to Uncle Max after he came over from Russia. I'm addressing you. Are you going to let your emotional life be run by Time magazine? I'm obsessed by Time magazine. I read it every week. Its cover stares at me every time I slink past the corner candy store. I read it in the basement of the Berkeley Public Library. It's always telling me about responsibility. Businessmen are serious. Movie producers are serious. Everybody's serious but me. It occurs to me that I am America. I'm talking to myself again. Asia is rising against me. I haven't got a Chinaman's chance. I'd better consider my national resources. My national resources consist of two joints of marijuana, millions of genitals, an unpublishable private literature that goes 1,400 mph, and 25,000 mental institutions. I say nothing about my prisons, nor the millions of underprivileged who live in my flower pots under the light of 500 suns. I've already abolished the whorehouses of France. Tangiers are the next to go. My ambition is to be president, despite the fact that I'm a Catholic.
Country. No, don't like no. Today's. What do you like?
No. What do I like? Well, you look pretty damn good yourself, little gal. Aside from that, I do like, a sunset in the evening. A pretty sunset. Yeah, I like that. I like to hear the seal of a fresh fifth of liquor being popped. I like Cuban heeled Italian boots fitting right taut like. I like soft foods that you can eat with a straw. I like my chart-topping hair, which the Lord give me. I like my chart-topping eyebrows, my chart-topping teeth, which you have seen. I like the sound of a carnival. Carnival's a pretty sound. I like the sound of doors slamming and the tumbling of locks in the doors. I like the sound of womans screaming with pleasure.
I want your love on command. It's communism if you don't obey. I want your love on command. It's un-American for you to act this way. I told you and told you to shut your mouth and try to look pretty for me, but you refuse to live out my fantasies. So I'm giving you an order today. I want your love on command. It's communism if you don't obey. I want your love, every bit of your love on command. It's un-American for you to act this way. You're a fascist if you act this way.
Well, this is Rural War Room Radio, in case you don't know.
And that was Unknown Hinson. He was being interviewed there and then doing a pretty sick little song called Love on Command. And we've seen him a couple times. He's quite a lively performer.
He's good fun, man.
He's amazing.
So, before that, we heard Allen Ginsberg and the Charlie Parker Quartet doing America Cosmic Rays. That's a little song you're only going to hear here on Rural War Room Radio.
Before that, I'm not sure who did that one, but that's a little thing called Weenie Roast. And what is more American than a weenie roast?
Especially, I don't know how to answer that question.
Well, especially since the lyrics seem to indicate that they're making them in the fireplace.
We do not recommend that you make weenies
in
your
fireplace. No, do it outdoors. What's wrong with these people?
That's true.
Whitey.
Well, this is our USA, USA show, and we started off with Devo.
Oh, yeah.
A great American band doing Clock Out.
We love us some Devo.
Yeah,
here.
We do. And we're going to be playing a lot of great American bands. And in case you don't know, this is Rural War Room Radio. And, well, you know, we don't always do theme shows. We have a lot more open-ended shows coming up.
But and those are fun, too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Even in a theme show, we go all over the place. And on a loose theme show like the USA gives us a lot of leeway. And coming up next is a little thing I picked up at a swap meet for just a couple bucks.
Yeah, and we're doing a little special segment here. Goodness, yeah, we don't do too many of these, but, man, nothing says America like the Beverly Hillbillies.
This is Buddy Ebsen. Well, doggy. That poor girl is lower than a hog's chin on market day.
Boy, you are green enough to stick in the ground and gruel.
Granny is happy as a gopher in soft dirt.
That's a witty saying, Jed.
Not too witty.
Whale doggies.
So, nothing says America like the Beverly Hillbillies, does it? Well, you know, maybe apple pie does.
Well, maybe the Hillbillies and Miss Jane and Mr. Drysdale and Sonny Drysdale and Mrs. Drysdale and Aunt Pearl back home and Sam Drucker.
That's true. And Erlen Scruggs.
Yeah, yeah, them too.
And that monkey. I don't remember the monkey's name. Anyway, so.
And the wives.
Oh, yeah. And so you picked this up at a swap meet. It's really right, Byron?
Yep,
it's a Beverly
yep.
Hillbillies album. It really is.
They're out and there. I think it's on Columbia. So they did press these up, and I bought it for, I don't know, $3, something like that. You
it's
know.
A good one, man. And how could we not play Back Home USA on the USA show? This is the original cast of the Beverly Hillbillies on the Rural War Room radio show. Please find us at ruralwarroom.com.
That's us.
Now some folks like the city, and it may be okay, but the place I like is down the pike, back home USA. Where the folks are warm and friendly, and they greet you this away. Howdy, how you been? Just walk right in, back home USA.
The living's clean and healthy. Short pace down the road.
If you don't care for country air, you're two bricks shy of a load.
Shy of a load, shy of a load, two bricks shy of a load.
Now if you ever go there, I know you're gonna stay. You'll feel alive once you arrive back home USA. Now you're gonna see Pea Ridge, High Ridge, Long Ridge, Low Ridge,
Sunrise, Sunset, Bellevue, Roll,
Mincy, Muncy, Quincy, Swansea,
Whipple Tree as you travel back home,
Anvil, Danville, Ketchikanville,
Apple Valley, Mandalay, Neighbor Mountain,
and Bell Fountain.
Now you know you're on your way.
Snowflake, Whole Cake, Square Shake, Mud Lake,
Eustis, Birdie, Cripple Bear,
Gainesville, Waynesville, Fargo, Zanesville,
don't give up, you're almost there.
Newville, Redville, Whiteville, Blueville,
talk, get out and shout and ring.
You hear that fiddle, you're smack in the middle of back home USA. Hey! Living's clean and healthy, a short piece down the road. If you don't care for country air, you're two bricks shy of a load.
Shy of a load, shy of a load, two bricks shy of a load.
Now if you ever go there, I know you're gonna stay. You'll feel alive once you arrive back home USA. Back home USA, back home USA.
Quit asking why. I love you, big dummy. Thank you. the beat with a Canadian. Sweet potato swing, you dish it up and eat it. Sweet potato swing, you never have to heat it. Sweetest little thing, that's sweet potato swing. Oh.
In Harlem town, got a new craze going round. Oopie da blah, hit your vop. Call Professor Bop. Wears the tam and big bow tie. Flashy clothes that catch your eye. Oopie da blah, Kluger Mop. He's Professor Bop. He's the latest thing derived from swing. La pop, hulia coo. See him everywhere, hear him on the air. He can do it, so can you. Take a song like Auld Lang Syne, then you add a bebop line, oopie da blah, Kluger Mop, like Professor Bop. Thing derived from swing, la papa hulia coo. See him everywhere, hear him on the air. He can do it, so can you. Take a song like Auld Lang Syne, then you add a bebop line, oopie da blah, Kluger Mop, like Professor Bob.
Well, hello, Joe. What do you know?
I just got back from a vaudeville show.
Do you sing and dance?
Ha ha ha, take a chance.
Well, okay, let us go. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Dig, dig, dig. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Chop, chop, chop. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Hoi, hoi, hoi. Well, all right, for tonight is a night to be bright. The music's talking to you, you know, tonight's the night. Oh, we're going. I don't know where we're going, but we're going. Yes, we're going. The only thing I know is we're going. Feel the rhythm running through you, you know tonight's the night. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Dig, dig, dig. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Chop, chop, chop. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Hoi, hoi, hoi. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, all right. The music's talking to you, you know, tonight's the night. Do-da-dee, do-da-dee, do-da-dee. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
A dig, dig, dig. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
A chop, chop, chop. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
A hoi, hoi, hoi. Well, all right. For tonight is a night to be bright. The music's talking to you. You know tonight's the night. Oh, we're going away. We're going away. I don't know where we're going, but we're going away. Well, come on, Jack. Let's get ready to pack. We're gonna hop a trolley car right down to Dixieland. The music's talking to you, you know, tonight's the night. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
A dig, dig, dig. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
A chop, a chop, a chop. Well, all right.
Well, all right.
A hoi, hoi, hoi. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, all right. The music's talking to you, you know, tonight's the night.
chop, chop, well, all right.
Well, all right.
Ahoy, 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 well, all right. Well, all right, well, all right, well, all right. The music's talking to you, you know, tonight's a night.
All right. This is Rural War Room Radio.
And that was the Andrews sisters, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne Andrews. Doing well, all right, tonight's the night.
What a cool song, man. So this is our USA show, in case you don't know, if you just tuned in. Before that, we heard Babs Gonzalez with the Three Bips and a Bop doing Professor Bop. And Bop is pretty darn American.
And before that, the Foursome doing something that's also very American, the Sweet Potato. We had a Sweet Potato Quartet there, known as the Foursome, doing Sweet Potato Swing. Oh, my goodness.
And before that, we heard Moby Grape doing a small hit, which I didn't realize it was a small hit for them because it came out before my time. Omaha is the name of that song. It's a good one.
I think it was the only hit for them. Before that, Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band doing I Love You Big Dummy from Lick My Decals Off Baby. It's always a happy day when I get to play Captain Beefheart on the radio.
And before that, we heard the Beverly Hillbillies cast. Yes, the original Beverly Hillbillies cast doing a little song called Back Home USA. And this is the Rural War Room radio program. And
we're here every week at this time. We're doing a USA show tonight. My name is Byron Werner.
My name is Donovan Suit.
We like wacky records. We like to play the unusual cut, the unheard, unreleased, or a little known oddity that we think gives a better view of the total picture of America.
And we're going to be playing a lot of that stuff, actually. You want to stay tuned? We have a lot of unreleased stuff, and we're going to continue right now. I'm sorry.
America is known for jazz. It's known for coolness. It's also known for very dorky stuff.
And so we're going to hear some dorky stuff.
And also for its weirdos. America has produced more than its share of weirdos, and we're very proud of that here on the Worldwide.
Oh, absolutely. And it is true. We do have a whole lot of live, unreleased Michael Jackson performing live with the Jackson 5 in 1984 that we're going to play here. And stick with us in this hour. And if you want to find us online, you can do that and find out about all the much wackier than that records that we're going to be playing. Also, and goodness, yeah, we wouldn't play it for you if we didn't think it was worth you hearing. So stay tuned. Just like this record by the Fugs, one of those rare live cuts from the Fugs. You know, you got to laugh when you think about the Fugs. If you don't know, the Fugs are a New York City sort of beat poet band. I don't know quite what to call them. What genre do they fall
part
into?
Part poets, part wise guys. They name themselves after a Norman Mailer euphemism. And are, you know, very smart guys, but very silly guys.
And they're going to give us a little advice on what you should do if you want to be president.
See,
this is from the mid-80s, I think 85, The Fugs on Rural War Room Radio.
Want to be president a very long while, be sure you invade a very small isle fort. If it is tiny and its soldiers are few, they'll never make a fool out of you. You may kill with impunity, kill for a lark, if the color of your victims is rather dark. And all of the Americans will love you too, if the total dead Americans is rather few. Up as it did in Vietnam, then you could be in a bad political jump. So invade a tiny island where the soldiers are naive and leave Nicaragua to their mercenaries. And always kill people for their own good. Ban meetings and the papers for liberty hood. Postpone the elections that you said you sought, for what if the results are not what they are? Yeah. protect all Americans, kill a lesser breed. It's the black man's burden, it's your bloodlust that you feed. Old soldiers never die, they only kill. And movie stars with general bars, they fill the corporate bill. Oh, someone else's suffering is interesting to see. You can watch it every night on CBS or NBC. Though we can only have one nuclear war. Well, 1, 2, 3 Vietnams, we can have even more. So if you want to stay president a very long while, be sure you invade a teeny, teeny isle. For if it is small enough, its soldiers very few, it can never make a fool out of you. I think. Now you asked, was I holding? I said, why, no, I'm not holding. I thought you were holding, it's true. So here you're not holding. You thought I was holding, my dear. What on earth will we do? Now you know when I'm holding, there's no need you holding. And you know the same about me. And if you run out before I run out, you know you could get some from me. But if you ain't got none, and if I ain't got none, let's go find some other head. Find out if they're holding, get down and start rolling, and I smoke what they're holding instead.
When I make my punk rock, hip hop, funky reggae record, everything's gonna be just fine. When I make my punk rock, bebop, funky reggae record, I'll be in jail like Nate Stein. Ain't gonna take no more money from my mama, maxing out a Compass Point, Nassau, Bahamas. When I make that punk rock, bebop, funky reggae record, everything's gonna be just fine.
Yo, Blake, baby, you there? Pick up.
Carl, what's up with you and that putz-faced Stickman? I get you another deal with a major. What do? You're doing jazz. Jazz, you think jazz sells? What does the word unit mean to you? How's jazz supposed to sell in today's world? You're a bunch of jerk-offs, which is great. I don't know if Harley and Matt hear what you guys are up to up there in the north. They're going to be awful pissed off. They'll go nuclear. So give me a call back. Let's discuss this. I'm tired of hearing this garbage. Call me, bye.
Well, oh, man, that dumb, 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 dumb synthesizer record, everything's gonna be just grand. When I make that bug down, dumb, dumb, synthesizer record, have my own TV show in Japan. Have a dark hair, jingle, made up cute, sucking down the sake in my clockless of boots. When I make that bug down,
John
Now, this is really this chinoiserie.
The artist that did this, unfortunately, is under sedatives at the moment. We expect that his later work will be much calmer and quieter. But we do like to give these young, neurotic artists a chance.
Come on, Harley.
You that we don't applaud here at the showplace or wherever we're working. So restrain your applause, and if you must applaud, wait till the end of the set, and it won't even matter then. The reason is that we are interrupted by your noise. In fact, don't even take any drink or no cash register, etc.
When I make that piece possible, my revolution record, everything starts to be just dumb. When I make that piece possible, my revolution record, I have big hats like the Pope. Bailey's Getaway Studio Garage. Got the hustle and the sun of massage. When I make that piece possible, Molly Funk, Peggy Revolution, Daddy Hall, fucked up record. Yeah, everything's gonna be fine.
Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
That was the Skip Heller Band live, the Skip Heller Trio, I should say, live in Philadelphia, 12/12/94, it looks like, Out of Time, and that was a cut called Lost Weekend.
That was really cool.
That was a jumpy little number. I like that.
And before that, we heard Papa's Culture doing Top 40, and they're one of those bands that they got an epic contract, and they kind of blew it off and did a jazz record, and the record's pretty cool.
And John Hartford before that, the guy that wrote Gentle on My Mind, who kind of shook the music scene for a while to be a riverboat captain, which is what he always wanted to do, and more power to him. Well, he's dead now, but he was a very interesting, very hip, very cool, funny fellow. That was a song called Holding.
And we started off that block with some live music by The Fugs.
Oh, yeah, we love The
and
Fugs.
And it's F-U-G-S. You can Google them and find out more about The Fugs.
They're crazy.
They're awesome. And that song was, what is it really called? If You Want to Be President, live 1985, The Fugs on Rural War Room Radio.
Ed Sanders and Thule Kupferberg, boy, they were they were quite an inspiration to me. And Ken Weaver, who I don't think is in the group at this point, but they were great. They were at an earlier stage teamed up with the Holy Modal Rounders, Pete Stamfel and Steve Weber, and it made for some lively folk music in the time, let me tell you.
Man, they're great. They really are great, and we can't get enough of them. Thank you for the emails, too. Every time I mention the Fugs, especially Rob in Hot Springs, man, yeah, that's for you. I know you like use of Fugs. We do, too.
Yeah, it'll bring out the old-timers when you mention the Fugs.
Yeah, and speaking of calls and emails, yes, we're aware of the fact that we have not played the Michael Jackson stuff now, so we're going to go ahead and play this stuff for you, some of it. Now, the deal with this record is I saw Michael Jackson. My mom walked into Burger King in 1984 and saw things that said Jackson's World Tour. She thought it was a trip around the world. She registered one. They flew us to Dallas to see the second night of the Jackson's Victory Tour, which was actually sort of the Michael Jackson Thriller Tour, more or less, because, you know, that was the time period there that he was promoting that record. And fast forward to 2003, I'm in Aaron's Records in Los Angeles. God rest its soul. We love Aaron's Records. And found this white label record that said Budweiser on the outer sleeve. When I got it home, I noticed it had Michael Jackson written on the outside. Little did I know, it was the July 14th, 1984 Jackson's Victory Tour show that I saw. Wow.
So what was it like going around the whole globe with the Jackson tour?
Oh, no, it really wasn't a world tour like my mom thought. Yeah, it was really
bait and switch.
KKYK contest, radio station contest to fly, you know, you and a guest to see Michael Jackson and the Jacksons and blah, blah, blah. So that's what it was. And it was a really incredible concert. And hearing it again as an adult, I'm like, no wonder it blew me away, because all the tempos are really amped up and, like, it's good stuff.
You know, she and your Aunt Diddy should have gone instead of you. You know, I think they would have had a good time.
Aunt Diddy would have had a heart attack. So this is a lot of songs on this tour were Jacksons and, you know, the Jackson 5 songs. More of them were from Off the Wall. And they ended up not being able to do songs because of copyright reasons off a Thriller, but I'll just shut up and play this. I wouldn't be doing this if Michael Jackson hadn't died and if this record wasn't so good. So this is the Jackson's Victory Tour from July 14th, 1984, and this is Off the Wall on Rural War Room Radio. This crowd is out of control.
Our commercial opens
Sunday. Billy Ray Cyrus stars.
Billy Ray Cyrus stars.
Sunday. Billy Ray Cyrus stars.
Billy Ray Cyrus stars.
Sunday. Billy Ray Cyrus.
From the makers of Monistat.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Now that's a dog.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
What the hell?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
The makers confidently promise improvement on your child's next report card or your money back.
Billy Ray, Billy Ray, Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray, Billy Ray, Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray, Billy Ray, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy.
You'll receive free confidential forms and useful information.
Here's a great new product that'll help your hair dry faster without damaging it. It's called
Billy Ray Cyrus.
It works with you, not against you, when washing your face.
Kelly's feeling sick. She needs your care. Things to make her better. And a
Billy Ray Cyrus.
No matter what type of racing you're into, you won't want to miss
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Dirt and debris are quickly loosened and washed away.
They say Billy Ray Cyrus is
hotter, sexier, and wilder than ever.
Save at least $200 per month.
They say Billy Ray Cyrus is
thick, nutritious, delicious.
They say Billy Ray Cyrus is
served hot, fresh, and just for you.
I pity the fool who don't remember that.
If you have debt problems, then call
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Keanu Reeves. I love you. Charlize Theron.
That's so easy.
It's yummy.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
A new cereal made just for a woman.
Your child will only care about its improved taste.
Billy Ray is awesome.
Even bill Medicare or your insurance company, and you pay no money up front.
What's this?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
A great way to freshen your bathroom.
Only from Geico.
That's how you spell RC.
Never felt a sensation so cool, so intense.
Sensational.
Look at that powerful sheeting action.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
The brand name your family's trusted for generations.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
The woodworker's choice.
Overall side effects are similar to a non-medicated spray.
It even reseals most plastic bags.
And if this doesn't teach you how to run that computer, I'll even refund your shipping and handling.
Use your credit card and call toll-free 1-800-257-401-4010.
100-1234.
4,625.
6670.
30301.
23280.
Please call the number.
This is KABF 88.3 FM, actually. That's the number. And if you want to call us, 501-433-0088 is the number.
And here we are in Little Rock, Arkansas, 100,000 watts of KABF 88.3. Weirdness coming at you tonight.
We're not playing all weird stuff because we understand.
It's not even worldwide weird tonight. It's just domestic weird.
Domestic weird. What was that Billy Ray Cyrus
thing? I don't know. Who did that? My friend Matt sent that to me, and I think he got it off of the electro web, and sometimes you get stuff where it doesn't have credits, you know, and I'm calling it Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, what else are you going to call it?
And before that, we did hear Michael Jackson and the Jacksons' 1984 Victory Tour in Dallas, Texas. That was Off the Wall, and we're going to be playing a little bit of that later on, maybe, if you're nice. And if you don't know, this is the USA, USA, USA show. We're playing all American artists.
Yep, or songs that describe the United States in one way or another.
That's true. So stick with us. We're here for quite a while, and we're going to take care of some business. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.